BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We photobombed the One Show while Alan Carr is on. We didn't think we were on, but we really were. Check the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook. The picture evidence is there. Chris's friend, Fernando, is worrying that he's dating above himself, so comes in to have a rant. He's not the only one. Loads of our listeners are on too about it. Zane Lowe has a "You OK, hon?" moment during last night's verses, and Danny Howard plays Friday's version of Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, it's Friday. Afternoon, this is Scott. Those people travelling today, like the Brummy lads, they're off to Bournemouth in a Ford Transit minibus for Pete's stag do. On the way to Bournemouth, Rosie is on a road trip to the beach right now. Is that because it's like 14 degrees? Oh, get the shorts on. Oh, let's actually go in the sea. No.
Run to the sun. No, it's on, Mills. Embrace it.
What, summer?
Really not.
Are we... Well, no, you were saying yesterday that winter's got one more sort of cruel trick to play.
It's going
to
bite you. As I said yesterday, ladies, don't shave yet, because it might come back. So I'll let you know when to shave, all right? Leave it on for now.
That's a great public service you're offering there.
Yeah, well, we've done Ladies' Day for quite a few years on this show, and, I mean, if people have shaved already, then that's a blunder, because I'm telling you, it's going to come back, and you're going to be cold. Right, that's a problem. Lucy was literally mid-shave when I said about not shaving. Alex says, do some girls actually go full-on Wolverine throughout the winter? Yes, I believe they do, and I'm all for it, to be honest.
I don't know why you've suddenly become the sort of the central figure in all this, why you are like dishing out the advice.
No, but like this one girl goes, I don't shave until Scott Mills tells me to every summer.
That's so weird.
Every summer. Well, it's a public service.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So last night, I was on the Zane Versus, where a different person goes in every week to see Zane and battle it out tune by tune. So you each pick a track. It's a really, really good listen on Thursday nights on Zane's show. So I was the guest last night. More on that a bit later. Before, though, we did a bit of work after the show and then we were a little bit bored. And then we realised it was 7:10 and the One Show was on, which is in this building where Radio 1 is, but downstairs on the ground floor.
Mm.
Now, I'm honest when I say this, we hadn't even had a drink.
No, which has been the plan before. You know, the idea was maybe we'll have a couple of drinks one time, pluck up the courage, go along to the One Show and try and get on. So kind of weird that we've done this without any, completely sober.
So Chris decided that, I'm going to blame you, that we should go and just stare in the window at the One Show. Now, Alan Carr was on at the time. I was like, yeah, all right then. And now, what happens with cameras is they've got a red light on. Generally, that's the one that they're showing on TV at the moment. So I searched for the red light. I was like, right, that one. So we got in front, we're just by the barriers, and we were on. And we look absolutely gormless.
We've managed to photobomb it. Well, the thing is, I think I show great restraint because I was willing to drop trout.
Yes, I know.
Something that you said would put my job in jeopardy.
Well, yes, it would. And also, there's two security guards who are a lot bigger than you and me, ready to pounce if anyone had even slightly started to take their trousers off. You can't moon the One Show.
I don't know. You can try. Well, no, you can't try, actually.
No, don't
do that.
And don't say that because they'll keep a watch on you.
Yeah.
It's only downstairs.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, sometimes you forget that this is like, we work here as well.
I know.
You can't just go dropping trow in front of Alex Jones and Matt Baker.
But there's this great photo that's up on the Ready One Twitter now where they've managed to sort of take a screen grab and it looks like, you can see us in the background.
We look like absolute idiots. we were staring there for a good 15 minutes.
It was well fun. I don't know why.
And that's what we do when we're bored. So the picture is on the Radio 1 Twitter right now and Radio 1 Facebook, and they've put a handy hoop of horror, like a little red hoop around us so you can see us. It's good though. We look good in HD.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kelly in Swansea is having quite a boring lunch by her own admission. So she says, I just tried to find you and Chris on the One Show on the BBC iPlayer. For anyone that wants to know, you're just after the 20-minute mark. We're just kind of peering in while Alan Carr is on. The still picture is on the Radio 1 Twitter now with a hoop around us, just in case you can't spot us.
It's on the Radio 1 Facebook as well. It's weirdly, it's getting so many likes.
But why?
I'm not sure.
Just us doing a one-show photobomb. Thing is, they'll be looking out for us now, because obviously we've included one show in the Twitter. So it's probably, we're going to have to leave it for a while before we do it again.
No, it's fine. We'll just mask up.
We can't wear masks outside the one show.
Why not?
It just looks... No.
It'll be the same as the picture that's on the Radio 1 Facebook, except we'll be wearing like Wolverine masks.
No, absolutely not. No? Actually, I've still got that wolf mask.
Yes, that's what I mean, like a good wolf mask.
From my fancy dress party.
Yeah. Do you remember that? That was, and then you enjoyed that, because what you would do is then lean out your bedroom window just wearing the wolf mask, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. So the full outfit, obviously, was the wolf, and then I had a nightie to go with it.
Wasn't off there of some the big story bad wolf. That after that party, you got a bit carried away and lost the nightie, and you were walking around Snarkers, but in a wolf set?
No, that's made up.
Was that made up?
Absolutely. Right. See, that's a typical thing that just gets out of hand. Where have you heard that I was wearing just a wolf mask and nothing else?
Right, I heard you were walking around wearing just socks and a wolf's...
Who told you that?
Wolf's mask.
No, that's not true. That's
was
not
it,
true.
Though?
No, not true. But okay. I did, you're right, I did sometimes lean out my bedroom window, which is like two floors up, just with the wolf mask on for a while.
But naked as well?
No, I wasn't naked. Stop saying naked, because it wasn't naked. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so your friend, Fernando, is he waiting out there, yeah?
He's just outside. Are we doing this?
Yeah, let's do it.
What I must point out is this is an issue that is Fernando's.
Yeah.
And obviously, he is my mate, but it's nothing to do with me.
Yeah, and it's definitely...
But it's definitely him.
Definitely him that's saying this.
So when you listen, you know, he's a good-looking lad. Imagine that. Someone else is talking. Hmm.
All right, bring him in then. Cool.
Fernando! Come in.
Go through this every time.
Hello, Scott.
Fernando.
You all right, my friend?
How are you?
Really, really good. You okay, hon?
I'm okay, hon.
I've been enjoying the show lately.
Thank you.
I listen a lot.
Yeah. What's your favourite thing about the show, do you think?
I'd say Chris. Probably. I just think he's really come on since he started. He's
leaps and bounds, isn't it?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's a legend.
How can I help you today?
Basically, it's something that happened to me last night, and I'm sure a lot of people will agree with me that it's really annoying, and I just wanted to tell my story, see what people think about it.
Then, Chris, you're fine with this?
Yeah, I've got to point out, this isn't me at all. This is Fernando. He's just a friend of mine. I like to bring him in every now and then. Mm. I say we just let him say his thing, and then we can discuss it as a group.
Chris, it seems to me that Fernando's problems are always about his girlfriend.
Recently, I'd
say. It's just amazing that his girlfriend's okay with this, like, being said on the radio all the time.
Well, no, I think she's fine with him talking about it. I'm sure she is. Mm. You know, Fernando's a really loving bloke. It all comes from a good place. Obviously, I wouldn't talk about my girlfriend the same way he does.
On the radio.
But that's his prerogative.
Yeah, and that's his choice.
Exactly. If my girlfriend heard this, I don't think she would be that happy.
Okay.
But that's why I don't talk about my things in my personal life on the radio.
Well, we're happy to have you on, Fernando.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's really good to go?
What?
Good to go?
Yeah, go for
it. Right. So I was on the train last night. I'd had a couple of drinks, gone out, met up with my girlfriend, got myself a bit of food, and sat down on the train, ready to go.
With your girlfriend?
Yeah. So we're sitting there on the train, and all of a sudden this guy comes over, and I'm like, oh God, here we go. Because you know where you just want a bit of quiet time?
Mm.
Now, he knew my girlfriend. So he comes over, sits in front of me and my girlfriend, and the first thing he says is, hello team. In a really posh voice.
Hello, team.
Now, I've met him once before, and he's, like, one of the poshest people I've ever met.
Right.
And I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're not posh.
No. But what's the phrase? Plums in the mouth.
Oh, sure.
Is that right?
He's got plums in his mouth.
Is that one?
That's definitely one.
But he's got plums in his mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sort of smell the port and Stilton kind of running through his veins.
Right.
But anyway, I'm not one to judge. So he comes, sits down in front of me. Now, I'm wearing a hoodie. I just look a bit casual. He's very smart. And he comes, sits down in front, sort of shakes my hand, but then immediately starts talking to my girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm the gooseberry. Mm-hmm. I'm left out of this conversation.
Again.
But what I couldn't get over was whenever he had a chance to be posh, he would do it.
That's because he is posh?
And it's like he wanted me to know that he was so much better than me. He was so much posher than me. Oh. He'd done things that I would never be able to do.
Okay, were the bits that you didn't really understand?
Yeah, exactly. And they're having a conversation about, I don't know, different countries, places I've never heard about. Like, even when I tried to bond with him about what he'd been up to that night, he said he'd been out, had a few champagnes, that kind of thing. Pia Royales.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's a different world.
Yeah. I mean, Chris, that's not the kind of drink that you and Fernando have together, is it?
No, it isn't. And I guess if me and Fernando did go out, you know, and I can see what Fernando's saying here. It's just that feeling that he, and I imagine this is right, Fernando, is in that you just feel, you feel you're being outdone. Like, he's posh and he knows it, and he wants your girlfriend to know it. He's just making out he's better than you. You're being judged. You know,
is that how you feel, Fernando?
Yes. Oh,
wrong one.
Yes, that's exactly how I felt.
Yeah.
He just used every opportunity he could to talk about his travels and politics and just general posh stuff. At one point, in fact, he announced that his dad was good friends with the Prime Minister of St. Lucia. You know what I'm talking about here? I'm talking proper posh.
I mean, how do you slip that into conversation?
What am I going to say to that? By this point, I started to get a bit annoyed because I was like, all right, here, you know, I might as well not be here.
It's, you can't really compete with that.
And then, and this is what really wound me up, out of nowhere, he started talking about the races, which is obviously quite a posh thing.
Raw.
And then get this, he invited my girlfriend to the Royal Enclosure at Ascot.
Sure.
Because he's a member, he knows people, this is where he goes.
But what about you?
Well, this is it. So they started having a conversation about that, and then he said, well, he could help her become a member of the Royal Enclosure. So I thought this was a great idea. So I thought what he was offering to do was make me and her members.
Yeah.
So we could go along. Not at all. He said to her, would you like to be a member? She said yes. And then as soon as I was interested in becoming a member, he turned around to me and said he would be happy to make her a member, but he'd have to draw the line at me. I could not believe it.
Oh, my word.
He said he was worried that if someone caused a scene at the races, it could risk everyone being kicked out of the Royal Enclosure.
What, so he's saying that you might be the kind of person to make that scene?
He was saying that I wouldn't be allowed to come along to the Royal Enclosure with them.
What kind of people is your girlfriend mixing with, Fernando?
I know, it's bang out of order, isn't it? It's like, so what's he saying, Scott? He's saying that I'm not good enough to come along to the Royal Enclosure?
Possibly.
Like, he wouldn't even be seen with me at the Royal Enclosure at Ascot. I told him I wouldn't even want to go to the Royal Enclosure at Ascot. But that's not the point. I kind of did.
Fernando, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you dating above yourself?
I think I am. I think my main worry is I'm not posh enough for her. It's just one thing after another at the moment. If it's not the travelling, it's the feeling inadequate at home. I feel inadequate both home and away. I feel like Jack at the dinner table on the Titanic.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, bless you.
I'm not posh enough.
I think a lot of our listeners will be in this situation where they feel just a bit out of their depth. Don't you think, Chris?
Yes.
No, oh. Chris?
Yeah. Well, yeah, is that okay? Is that okay to be going out with someone considerably
posher than you?
Well, do you know what? I don't even think she is, but I think people look at her and look at me and don't understand how it's happening. Like, they look at her and think, right, there's a classy girl.
You mean Fernando?
Yes.
Obviously. Rubbish. Oh, every time. This never works. What's the point?
Right. Probably time for you to leave now, then.
Yes, I'd like to. I mean, obviously, that was a mix-up. That wasn't meant to be there. So, I think what I'm trying to say is, if a girlfriend is listening, I do think I'm worthy.
Please think I'm worthy. All right, well, I'll see you soon. If listeners have been in the same situation, I'll let you know later, all right? Text 81199. See you, Fernando.
Bye.
Posh girlfriend issue is a problem for a lot of people. Jamie in Buckingham. Feels like Oliver Twist, generally.
Yeah.
Adam from Luton. My missus has a posh family. I feel like I'm not worth it. Adam from Luton. See, you can tell Fernando that there's a lot of people that feel the same.
Well, that's that's one comfort.
Well, for him, yeah. We'll try and get some people on after two. So, Fernando, your friend was in earlier and not impressed at all. On the train last night, there he was with his girlfriend, and this proper posh bloke got on that his girlfriend knew, and he had plums in his mouth.
Massive plums.
Spoke really posh. And Fernando just felt a bit left out, really.
Mm.
And we were just asking, is he dating above himself?
That's Fernando there.
Yeah.
It's got quite a response, this.
Fernando's brother-in-arms has been on, saying, I went out with a girl who had three horses. Every time we would ever go to horse events, I would feel like the stable boy. They'd be talking about cantering, hacking, and I'd be standing there thinking, just get a dog.
This is a good one. Matt from Henley. Don't worry, Fernando, it's not as bad as me. My ex's family was so raw, her dad made me valet the cars.
Oh, you, boy, valet the car.
Amazing.
I feel the same. Stephen from Essex. Especially as all previous exes have been well off as well. I feel like a Disney film poor character with a king's daughter.
Yeah, I get that. Steve says, come on, lads, everyone knows posh lasses love a bit of rough. I'm a rough, loudmouth Geordie. My missus is from Berkshire.
Sure.
And ever so posh.
Can you tell Fernanda that maybe she's going for through the like a bit of rough phase?
Oh, no. I'm sure that's... come on.
What'd you say?
That's rude.
My girlfriend is way too posh for me. Soon to be wife... considering I'm now going to Bristol for my stag dressed as a chili.
Yep.
My ex's family used to make me feel more out of place than the German boyfriend on Gogglebox.
Do you know what, though? It's, the thing is, this isn't... It's. I'm just concerned that it's not her... I don't think... Sorry, Fernando doesn't think his girlfriend is that posh. It's people around that seem to look down on me.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's more
him.
That way... Him.
Oh... Hello, Ria.
Hello, Scott. You're right.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
What are you saying?
Hey.
What are you saying?
Are you the posho, or have you been dating a posho?
I'm not the posho. No, yeah. I went out with a guy for about a year and a half. And when I met him in quite a posh park. And I was saying to him, when I'm in this park, I feel a bit like a chav. And he was like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I'm a bit chavvy as well. And then when we waited a couple of weeks and then he didn't say much about his family. Then he took me to go and meet his mom and dad. And they were literally like in a mansion. They had pillars outside their house. It was a massive house.
Pillars?
And then when I got, I don't even know what they're called. That's how bad it is. And then when we went in, they like offered me a tea. It didn't come in a mug. It came in like proper bone china teacup.
Yeah,
so I had to sit and drink that. And then we went out for a year and a half. And like he was quite in with his family and he wanted them to like me. But every time I like dropped my T's or my H's or anything like that, his dad would be like, how do you pronounce that? Or how do you spell that? And it was, I was pretty much Eliza Doolittle from My Fair Lady. It wasn't
Eliza Doolittle.
Not Eliza Dittle off, Doolittle off Earth. Pack up. Not her. Who ironically seems quite posh.
The one where they make her say, how now, brown cow, when they're trying to teach her how to speak.
But yeah, that's
yeah,
you.
That is pretty much me, to be fair,
You're so. Leicester's Eliza Doolittle.
I am Leicester's Eliza Doolittle. That's not a bad thing, no. In my opinion.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
That's quite good. The posh version of this would be, but first, let someone paint my portrait. Everyone's on about this.
Mm.
Just like punching a little bit above your weight and dating above yourself.
Well,
that's what Fernando was saying.
Quite right. But...
Becca, hello.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Good?
I'm good. Were you punching above your weight?
Mine's from a slightly different perspective of having a boyfriend who was maybe not quite as posh as me.
Right, okay, so tell me.
Well, I've been going out with this lad for a while, and I'd gone out with his family, and we're all sat round in the living room, and they're all terribly cool and urban and all chatting, and I'm just desperately trying to contribute. I was like Ellie Goulding in a room full of Lethal Bizzle.
Were you really?
Yeah, it was bad.
I love these analogies. These
right. So his family are quite kind of cool and urban, you say?
Yeah, they're all Yeah, all dead cool and dead chilled out and all of this. And I was just there, A, trying to fit in because it was my boyfriend's family, and B, trying to work out what everyone was talking about.
Right. Can you remember any of the kind of things that you said?
Me? Oh, no, it's a blur. It's a total blur. And he said to me afterwards, why were you trying to do that? And I was like, oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying to help, but it just wasn't working for me at all.
See, this does happen to me a lot here at Radio 1. Where I do, like, if we have, like, a rap star in or something, they do, like, a confusing handshake, first of all, and I'm not cool enough for that. And then they will say something which I can't reply to in as cool a way as them. So I totally get what you're saying, Becca.
No, you're one of those that, like, they'll put a fist out and you'll just grip
it. I'll do scissors. I feel your pain, Becca. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
It's true, though. Like even with Zayn, sometimes I'm like, oh, he's quite cool. Mm. I mean, and I try and fit in with Mr. Jam and Charlie Slough and One Extra, but they know I'm less cool than them. They know it. And I know it too, but that's okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people going on their Easter break today, like Amy and Fraser. They're on a road trip from Bristol to Hertfordshire. Easter break, baby. Also, we've got Badge, Jamie, Dave, Dawn and Joe on their way down to Devon for a Young Farmers Exchange. Lush. Hey, we're meeting some young farmers soon, Chris.
Can't wait.
The Blackpool AGM.
Yeah, God, it could be good, that, couldn't it?
No cows in Blackpool, are there?
But you're struggling to, you're looking.
Yeah, I might bring my own, actually.
BYO cow.
BYO. Okay, so this week we had some good innuendo bingos, which I urge you to watch, because if you haven't watched them, if you just listen, makes it 100 times better. Especially when it's Dan Osborne off of Towie with actual no top on. That's right, shirtless bingo happened on Tuesday. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, that's, I get why a lot of people like that one, but for me, I did feel like it was it wasn't one for me to enjoy so much. It was one that I, you know, did it for everyone else.
Everyone else around you enjoyed it, though, and that's the main thing.
Yeah.
And lots of listeners and viewers really enjoyed it. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel if you want to go and have a peek. I know that personally I was delighted to hear this news on Radio 4 at the weekend. I mean, we're all very pleased.
The first gay couples to get married in Britain are enjoying their first day of wedded life, excitedly twiddling their new rings.
So Dan Osborne, that's on there now. Radio 1 YouTube channel. Over to Springwatch, where this man has some fond memories of how things used to be.
And after 60 years of field research,
I'm really staggered by some of the changes. You know, this was a great place for shags.
Yes. Loads of water was spat on Dan Osborne without a shirt on. That's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. If you go on Radio 1 Twitter or Facebook now, you'll find a link to Thursday, yesterday's bingo, and we had Andy Jordan from Chelsea on. So it's been a reality week. BBC Radio Solent. And here is early breakfast presenter Sam Fraser. Now, I think she's just kind of saying the first thing that comes into her head, which at that time in the morning, believe me, can be quite dangerous.
I've got loads of stuff booked. We're going to do Broadway. We're going to see Phantom of the Opera. We're going to a Red Sox match when we're in Boston. And I have every intention of getting one of those foot-long sausages in my mouth. I don't think it'll be a problem. I've been told I've got a big mouth.
I've been told I've got a big mouth. Sam Fraser there from BBC Solent. Andy Jordan, Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter, you'll find the link to this to watch it now. And it's rare that you hear commentary as vivid as this on a TV show.
17, Steve Taylor, he sees Billy Brown! And Taylor just goes straight through Billy Brown's rear end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So last night it was between me and Zane Lowe on the Verses. If you've never heard the Verses before, on Thursday nights, Zane gets another DJ in, or sometimes a pop star, and they just do like a DJ set, like a one against the other, like a head-to-head.
Man on man.
Man on man. And it was a great one last night. Even though Zane was kind of laid back and started eating chocolates while I was there.
But I'm ready to go. Scott, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
What are these? Are these chocolate things? Are we eating
during the Verses? I'll get indigestion.
It's ridiculous.
So it was
doesn't sound like he was taking you seriously, Scott.
No, he was. I mean, he doesn't He was. I think he really enjoyed it. But he was just relaxing into it a bit.
Well, it's 6 minutes after 8 p.m. on Thursday night on world's famous BBC Radio 1. And yes, I am sitting down, eating chocolate treats and playing NSYNC.
Yeah, we did play NSYNC. Do you want to hear like a montage of the songs that I played?
Yes, please.
And
yeah.
Zane played. Come on now. NSYNC. It's a good start. Come on.
This was you, yeah?
This was Zane. Backstreet Boys.
This was Zane?
Yeah.
Tune.
Chemical Romance. The Darkness. That was Zane. My back. Yes. My neck, my back. That's me. Jump in my car. And me, again, jump in my car. Young Folks, Peter, Bjorn and John. That was me as well. Frankie Knuckles, Whistle Song. That was me. We built the city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. Chew. Buddy Holly, Weezer from Zayn. What you say? Imogen Heap from me. Afro Man because I got high. From Zayn. Oh, this is what won it for him. Len. And my victory song. Euphoria by Loreen. I don't know why we played my victory song, because I didn't win, Zane won. That's a tune. Do you want to hear...
It's quite a battle, that.
It was great. It was the weirdest hour of radio ever. But if you want to listen again, it's on the Radio 1 pages, on BBC iPlayer as well, you can get it. BBC iPlayer radio app is the best place to find it. It's easy to find there. Mm. You've got 6 days left to listen to it. It's the Zane Lowe show from last night is what you're looking for. 8 till 9 hour.
I quite like that he battles you on your level for a lot of those.
Yeah.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. Do you know what I mean? Not very Zane.
No, but one of the rounds was best song ever by a boy band. And he went in on Backstreet Boys. I mean, he literally absolutely loves that song. Who knew that about Zane Lowe before? Listen to him trying to remix Imogen Heap as well.
Spin me round. Again and rub my eyes. This can't be
such a weird song.
Happening when business change.
That's right, he's trying to mix it into Because I Got High by Afro Man.
People would stop to hold their
Yeah. That wasn't the best.
No.
So, if you like any of the songs that I played, you can add them right now. Listen, I've put them on the Radio 1 website on my playlister. So, if you like any of the music that you heard there, you can add it to your own personal playlist by clicking on the playlister button on the Radio 1 website or on the iPlayer app. Just look for the little musical note with the plus sign next to it, and then you can listen to all of them because Playlister will let you play your list in Spotify or YouTube or Deezer.
That's quite
cool.
So you
can export them and put them all in there.
So you've got your own playlist on this thing?
I've done it now, yeah.
Oh, but that will be quite good for some of those.
Yeah, so if you think, oh, that's quite good, where can I get it? Just literally go to my pages on the Radio 1 website and have a look at the little musical note and you'll see it there. You'll see my Playlister playlist and you can just listen in your own time. Pretty good, eh? Are you going to go on now?
I'm just looking, I like this.
Go have a look, it's fine. Zane had a minor breakdown last night. It was you okay, hon? During the Backstreet Boys, which he chose on the verses.
I want it that way. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a morning. Tell me why.
That's right. Cool Radio 1 DJ Zane Lowe there playing the Backstreet Boys on last night's show. Then he tried to explain what happened. Are you okay, hon?
So I put the hands up. Trans hands, not in a Creed way, in a Backstreet Boys way, and I went, tell me why, and I spun and I caught myself in my own headphone cord and spun back around.
Elegant,
real smooth.
You okay, hon?
I know you okay, hon.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's a reason, another reason, apart from playing the songs that I played last night on the Zane Lowe show. Another reason why I shouldn't be allowed in the Radio 1 building during specialist hours. So last night, after I'd finished the Zane verses, I was walking through the studios and I saw stuff going on at Mr. Jam's show over on One Extra. Now, he does his Daily Dose live every month. So it's like everyone amazing that he normally has on his show from the world of urban and underground and dubstep music. But he has them in for a live show. Mm. Now, me and the assistant producer of the show were walking past the studio at this point, and there was a guy in there, like, lip-syncing. And he was like, he was really good. But we were like, well, he looks like an idiot. He's like moving his body and making all these like facial gestures. And we were like, why is he doing that if he's just lip syncing with the track? Because it sounded really good. This is the guy. This is Alex Adams.
So he wasn't singing.
No, but he's properly putting his all into it. And we're like, well, why? He's just lip syncing. So we're standing outside the window of the studio, sniggering and going, what an idiot. Why is he doing that? Why is he doing all those faces? Clearly not singing. Miming. Was actually singing live. And we were stood right next to his manager.
Oh.
I mean, he was brilliant. I mean, the vocal was so faultless that I was like, well, it's clearly miming. Why is he putting all those weird faces and looking like he's trying to make us think that he's singing live? No, he was. The manager didn't say anything, but that was really awkward.
Yeah.
Because we were literally stood right next to his manager going, look, why are you doing that?
Oh, he's miming. That's not good.
He's
okay,
miming,
hun?
Look. Not okay, hon. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, I feel I need to interrupt this track. I'm sorry, but we've just heard that Bruce Forsyth is stepping down as the host of Strictly Come Dancing after a decade.
Why are you in the somber voice?
40 of those.
40 of those.
Breaking news. Breaking news, Bruce Forsyth is off Strictly.
Strictly? God. Get this right. Breaking news.
Chris, your reaction to the news that said Bruce Forsyth is stepping down from Strictly after a decade.
An opportunity.
Oh. You're supposed to say what a great broadcaster he is.
Oh, yeah, well, all right, he's great. But listen, it all opens up now for you, Mills.
No, absolutely not.
I'm throwing your hat into the ring right now. Well, I'm going to put a tweet out right now.
You can take my hat out of the ring immediately.
I'm writing a tweet right now.
Bruce, he's not retiring, but he is stepping down from Strictly. Look, Winkleman's
Scott
got it in the
Mills
bag.
Confirms he will be. He is interested in the job.
No, don't put that.
Why?
Because Winkleman, Winkleman or Daly will get it.
No, it won't be Winkleman.
It might.
It won't be Winkleman.
Winkleman will walk it.
Team Mills.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 is Danny Howard.
Hello.
Hello there,
do you know
friend.
What that needs?
What?
It needs a Scott Mills remix.
It needs a... Yeah.
No offence to whoever the remixer is on the record.
Habits.
Habits, hello.
Yeah, maybe I can make it a little bit... bit gayer.
Does Danny look different to you, Scott?
No, because Greg's outside pointing to his hair. I do not dye my hair.
You dyed your hair again, love.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you dyed your hair.
I've got wax on it. Makes it look shiny.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
You are... Well, how can I say it? You can tell the money started to come in.
Yeah, what are you? Why? Because I dye my hair. I don't dye my hair, by the way.
Well, but you're just better groomed. Yeah. And,
it's amazing what a bit of money can do.
Nice clothes, stuff like that.
Says you in a blazer.
Your teeth look different as well, Danny.
Oh, well, don't start this. Yeah.
It's like a Hollywood makeover.
Greg, go away.
Hollywood makeover. Danny Howard is on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock on Dance Anthems. Tell us what's on in a minute after Real or No Real.
I will.
Kaiser, off of Hideaway and that weird music video, is a fanatical watcher of WWE wrestling.
Wow. Well, you wouldn't mess with her. Was she used to be in the army or something?
Mm.
A trained sniper. I don't know what that has to do with wrestling. But you know that dance they do when they come out to fight? In the video, the dance she does when she struts down the street.
Such a weird video.
Be a good entrance dance.
So Kaiser, off of Hideaway, great song. But does she love wrestling?
Well...
She does look strong. And in this video, she... I mean, as
what are you laughing
said,
at?
I don't think you'd...
She with. Does look strong.
Sorry, Greg was looking through the window, suggesting that you might have had a boob job.
The monies.
Boob job? I don't know. Oh, what, like the implants?
Or maybe, like, you know where you get a six-pack put in?
Oh, yeah. Or you can get a spray-on, can't you?
I've just been doing a bit of benching this week, that's all it is.
Yeah, you look good. Yeah. Looking good for it, mate.
Thanks. So, anyway, Kaiser.
Yeah. Kaiser.
Wrestler or not? No, wrestling.
She's not a wrestler, but I think she would have an interest in it, yes.
I think it sounds like a bit like a wrestler's name, so I'm going to say real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, well, that went well.
Yeah. All that for nothing.
What about this, though?
One of this week's top-selling video games is a goat simulator, where players can score points by headbutting things.
What?
Really?
Is that real?
No, you tell me.
People love goat. What was that amazing YouTube video with a goat? The Taylor Swift. People love a goat.
I don't know. So this is a first-person goat game.
Simulator.
And you just go around headbutting
things. Why would you... There's plenty of other things that you'd rather simulate, right?
Well, you've never wanted to be a goat, no?
If someone can get away with headbutting things, it's a goat, isn't it? Sort of... Are they cute looking?
But this enables you to... this enables you to be a goat.
Wow.
And what it's like.
Transport yourself into the body of a goat.
It'd be quite good.
What are you saying, Danny?
Well... I can imagine this being some sort of game, so yes, I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yep. So you can be a goat and do things like headbutt people and put on a jetpack, which of course all goats do.
Flying headbutt.
And what about this one on real or no real? Yes?
The official record of a recent case heard in a New York court read, "I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate my job," over and over again, after a disgruntled employee got tired and emotional at work.
Oh, that's a shame. I used to do that in exams. I didn't, but I've heard of people doing that in exams, don't they?
Okay, well, you said it was you and then changed it to "it wasn't me." Too late.
Oh, I don't know about this one.
I can imagine if you're not happy in the job and you're going to go anyway, it'd be quite a stylish way to go out.
And what are we saying, tired and emotional, meaning...
maybe, what, drinking at work?
A couple of drinks or something like that, maybe.
Who does that?
Allegedly.
Who does that?
Right. I'm going to say no real.
Maybe we regretted that the next day and no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yeah. It's not going well for you boys today, is it really?
Is it rubbish?
What if I got 10?
10.
Yes.
He also nothing. Wrote, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," and hit some random keys on the computer.
Good day in the office.
And what about this?
George R.R. Martin, the author of Game of Thrones, says he made up around 80% of the plot while on the toilet.
I can relate to that. I schedule dance anthems on the toilet.
Oh, I don't want to know that.
I don't really. I do it at my desk.
It's like when I used to do... Do you remember on Friday we used to do the Wonder Years? I always used to choose those in my dressing gown.
Right, yeah, okay. That's right. You had a silk dressing gown and you'd have a glass of wine and you'd sit down and do the Wonder Years, wouldn't you?
I'm going to choose this week's selection. That's what used to happen every Friday. Well, no, I did it before Friday, yeah. But the songs that were played on Friday, I did choose in my silk dressing gown. So it's completely understandable that Game of Thrones may be...
A lot of people read on the toilet. Yeah. This is a thing. I'm not just weird, okay?
Or play golf.
Who plays golf?
You can get those little golf putters and you... seen it and I want it.
Oh, Chris, your tea's ready. It's playing golf on toilet.
I've seen those. You can get them as like Christmas presents, can't you?
I'd love that.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you would buy for your dad for Christmas.
It's a bit of me, that.
So basically, we're all up bit for of me. Extracurricular activity whilst we're on the lav.
Yes, but was Game of Thrones written on the throne?
Probably.
Oh, I see where this is going. I don't know much about Game of Thrones. I actually thought it was a game.
You threw my theory right out there.
I honestly didn't.
You thought it was a game until last week?
I honestly did, and I didn't. But it's a massive thing. It's a cult thing.
Huge.
I need to get into it. I'm going to say with this one, because I've just realised it's a Game of Thrones pun that you've gone with there.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Say no real.
Same, no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You caught me out. And at the end of that...
I got 10, Danny got 20.
Yes! What's on this weekend? Starting at your weekend, Danny Howard, brap brap, 4 o'clock Saturday. What's going on?
No brap brapping, but the London Grammar, Hey Now, in Push Tempo. And a chat with John Martin, because his single's been released this week, Anywhere For You. He's also in the Live Lounge with Fern. I had a quick chat with him afterwards, and we'll be able to hear from the man himself tomorrow.
4 p.m, get your weekend started with Danny Howard, Dance Anthems tomorrow. That was all the stuff we did on Friday afternoon show. So for the next 2 weeks, we are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show while Grimmy is on half-term break. So we'll see you on Monday morning from 6:30.
BBC Radio 1.